beam of our camp is what is a truly wise man.
我哋每个主题系何为一个真正嘅聪明人。
After I listened to our dear brother Andrew speaking yesterday, I thought that I was not really qualified to speak on this subject.
我昨天听了永宏弟兄讲到之后呢，我觉得我没什么资格讲这个题目。
And why do I say that?
我为什么这么讲呢？
Well, because he said, look at the dog.
他说你看一只狗。
Have you ever seen a dog without having had enough sleep?
你有没有一只狗是不够睡的呢？
Look at the cat.
你看一只猫。
Have you ever seen a cat without enough sleep?
你没有见到一只猫是不够睡的呢？
But I'm sure many of you have seen me without enough sleep.
很多人见过我不够睡。
That means to say, if we follow this line of reasoning, that my level of wisdom is much lower than that of the dog and the cat.
根据这种思想的路线呢，我的能力呢就是仲低过只狗同埋只猫。
And I think that in this area, this is absolutely true.
我想在这方面呢，是绝对真实。
So that is why I say I am not really well qualified to speak on the subject of wisdom in this method.
咁我谂咧，所以我话我就系冇乜资格讲呢条题目。
What indeed constitutes wisdom?
咁样乜嘢构成咩组成智慧咧？
I was looking at the newspaper the other day, and this is the Sunday Morning Post of Hong Kong, November the 20th, 26th, last year.
咁啊，嗰日我睇报纸睇到嘅香港一份报纸就系11月26号
嘅报纸。Now look at this. There's a section in the Hong Kong Sunday Post which has believe it or not, it's color, is it?
你信唔信咧？呢份报纸咧系有颜色嘅。
Yeah, you see, the children, of course, like to look on the other side.
咁啊，细路仔啊，中意睇后边嗰页。
That's the cartoon side.
有啲漫画。
This side is about believe it or not, but tells you all kinds of strange and wonderful things.
咁啊，呢度系噶，信不信由你，就系讲一啲奇怪同埋好特别嘅事。
And one section speaks about some person called Charles Boas.
呢度有其中有一行咧，就系讲到一个人叫做 Charles Boas。
Now you can see that he is maybe too far the back. I put it somewhere. He looks like a clown. I think everybody knows what a clown looks like.
咁我啊，啲或者我后边啲人睇唔到啦。佢嘅样咧，有啲一个小丑。我谂大家都知道咩系小丑。
Actually, he is a clown. He's dressed up. He really is. He really works as a clown.
實際上佢職業咧，佢就係一名小丑嚟嘅。
Now, what's unusual about a clown?
咁小丑有咩咁特別咧？
Well, clowns are people there to entertain, to make fun, to joke, at least relieve what Andrew spoke about as the stress in life. You see.
小丑嘅工作咧就係娛樂別人。
And nobody is likely to think of a clown as a wise man. I mean, you think of him as a fool. I mean, his job is to be a fool, not to be a wise man. Now, what's the point of talking about a clown in some believe it or not section? I mean, what's their heart to believe about there being a clown?
咁樣呢度點解話信不信由你有呢項小丑嘅事出現呢？咁有咩咁特別呢？
Well, what draws our attention is the fact that this clown, Charles Boas, is a PhD, that is a doctor of philosophy.
咁原來呢呢名小丑佢係一位博士。
Now, normally one thinks of somebody with a PhD as having at least a reasonable level of intelligence.
咁人人諗住呢個博士咧有一定程度嘅智慧啊。
And what is more, it goes on to say that this Dr. Boas was assistant professor of economic geography at the State University of Michigan.
呢個喺呢名小丑咧就係佢係美國密西根州嘅大學裏邊嘅
assistant professor
助理教授。
And that he gave up this profession to become a fool, a clown.
咁佢又放棄佢嘅教授嘅職位，去做一個愚蠢嘅人，做一名小丑。
Quite interesting. You start to think, here are so many young people who are students.
咁啊好得意啊！諗下呢度有咁多年輕人，佢哋都係學生嚟嘅。
And you are trying hard enough maybe to get your school cert.
咁你已經係讀要攞學校嗰張文憑嘅，你都已經係好努力啦。
And by the time you can collect some sort of bachelor's degree, you think you're already something quite important in the world.
咁啊，如果你收到咩文學士嘅學位咧，你覺得已經係有啲了不起。
But by the time you get your PhD, you think you've really arrived. You've really achieved something.
咁啊，到你啊收到博士學位嘅時候咧，你覺得自己已經係好有成就。
But here is a man who has achieved all of this and decided to throw it all away in order to become what? A bum.
咁呢個人啊，已經有咁有成就嘅人，佢將冚唪唥抌曬，咁佢做乜嘢咧？
Now, a clown, historically, goes back to the times, especially in the European courts, the courts of Europe, where the kings, you see, were suffering from stress, just like the people today.
咁樣啊，小丑嘅歷史咧，雖然到去歐洲帝王嘅時期，但係喺帝王嘅宮廷裏邊，嗰啲皇帝咧，就好似今日嘅現代人一樣咧，好多壓力。
And so what they needed was to have a clown there at the end of the day or beginning of the day or whenever the stress was getting too great is to have this clown making some jokes and relieve the pressure. I mean, there was no TV in those days or soap operas. And so what you need is the clown.
咁樣我哋需要咩咧？需要一個小丑，就係喺夜晚或者一日之始，不論咩時候，到呢個壓力感覺得最大嘅時候咧，佢哋就要有一個小丑嚟娛樂下啦，因為當時係冇。
So actually, he performed, in a sense, quite an important function.
咁啊，喺某方面嚟講咧，佢哋都係有一個好重要嘅角色嘅。
But that is all past now.
咁呢啲已經成為過去啦。
Nowadays, the clown really just entertains children so that the parents can have less stress and go and suck their ice cream cone.
咁咧，而家今日咧，小丑就係娛樂兒童小朋友嘅，因為嗰啲可以啊。有啲當嗰啲父母啊，有啲係覺感覺到壓力嘅時候咧，由小丑娛樂佢哋自己可以去食下雪糕。
But let us come back to this question.
咁我哋翻返嚟呢個問題。
What makes a wise man, a PhD, by the standards of this world, a wise man? What makes a wise man want to become a fool?
而家嘅問題係乜嘢？一個智慧人根據今日嘅標準嚟講，一名
Can you put yourself in his position and think, what would you do? Under what kind of circumstances would you be willing to put behind you your academic achievements? Because it's not easy to become a professor or assistant professor in order just to be fooling around in some circus with the donkeys and the horses and the monkeys.
咁樣你可唔可以設身處地將你放喺佢嘅境況裏邊，喺咩情況之下先至會令到你一個咁有成就嘅人，因為唔係咁容易成為一個博士嘅，將自己變成一個咁愚蠢嘅人，嗰啲地位同好似雷仔同馬仔一齊。
Could it be that he felt that this whole question of the meaning of life was really a joke? And he might as well live the joke out in his own life. It is a joke, so let's make a joke of the whole thing.
會唔會因為係佢感覺到人生只不過係一場笑話，一場鬧劇，不如佢就係演呢場嘅活嘅笑話同埋鬧劇。
It could be that he was clever enough as a man, clever enough to see life is just a joke, so just let's live it like a joke.
咁或者會唔會因為佢夠曬聰明，佢睇穿睇透，知道人生只不過係一場笑話，咁佢咧就去活演呢場鬧劇。
Maybe the whole reality, the whole problem of mankind is that we are neither too clever to see the real problem, nor too stupid to find an answer to really get to the root of the problem. In other words, we are caught at both ends. We cannot see the problem clearly either because we are too stupid.Or because we are too clever and we just really also can't find an answer to that question.
會唔會因為喺我哋已經走到兩個極端，因為我哋太過聰明或者太蠢，而蠢到冇辦法揾到答案，或者太過聰明亦都係揾唔到答案。
So we are caught, like in that Bible study we had yesterday morning, in the cycle of stupidity, the cycle of futility, the cycle of going absolutely nowhere. And so this man decided that if there's nothing to be had in this futility, at least you can have a joke.
或者是好像昨天我們的茶經裡面,我們在這個這樣的周旋,在這個虛空和無用和漫無目的的這個這樣的圓圈裡面的時候,或者他說不如我們去演一場笑話了。
So it has all to do fundamentally, this question of wisdom or foolishness, to do with the answer to the question of meaning, the meaning of life.
就是整個就是追源到我們人生意義的問題。
The Bible tells us that there are two ways to solve this problem, and this is one of the ways that this Dr. Boer solved the problem.
聖經裡面告訴我們解決問題的方法,這裡其中一個方法是這位博士的辦法。
One way, the Bible says, is this: let us eat, let us drink, let us be merry, have a good time, for tomorrow, tomorrow we die.
聖經裡面告訴我們一種辦法是我們飲飲食食飲宴作樂因為明天就會死了。 So
why not laugh tonight? Let's be happy just for one night. Let's laugh. Tomorrow we die.
為什麼我們不盡情歡樂,今晚就盡情歡樂呢?
That is the mentality of many soldiers in the trenches. Before a major battle, they know that most of them, by tomorrow this time, they won't be alive. They will all be dead. This is the last night, so let's open the bottle of beer, open the bottle of whatever there is to drink, eat the last chocolate bar, have a good time, have a good laugh. Let's live it up for the last few hours. Tomorrow, we'll all be dead.
這些是很多是一場戰爭之前,一場戰鬥之前那些士兵的心態,因為明天他們就不會再在這裡了,因此他們就開啤酒,有什麼飲就飲,有什麼吃就吃,吃他們最後一餅朱古力,因為明天他們生命就不再存在。
So that is one solution to the problem. You are living in this world, you know that the time is short, so live it up. What you've got, live it up. You've got one house, buy two. You've got one car, buy another one. Whether you're driving some mini, whatever it is, get yourself some Jaguar. Get yourself some real good car you can sit in, lie in the leather, drive in there. Live it up. You've only got that many years to live.
咁你人生咁短暫喺呢個世界上面，咁你不如盡情享受。你要買一間屋啊，買夠兩間；買車咩，買夠兩間。唔好揸架咁細嘅車仔，買架靚車Jaguar。咁你就盡情歡樂。Yes,
the Bible has that solution too. That's nothing new. You didn't invent that solution. It's there in the Bible.
咁呢啲唔係你發明出嚟嘅解決辦法，呢啲喺聖經裏面揾到嘅。
It doesn't mean the Bible recommends this method, but it tells you that that's one of the methods.
咁呢個唔係聖經推薦嘅辦法，不過呢個係其中一項辦法。Well,
there is the other method that the Lord Jesus mentions.
咁耶穌咧就提到另外一種辦法。Because
then he compares being in this life like building a house. How you live is how you build your house. Day by day, you are adding another brick. You're adding another piece of decoration, you're adding something more to this house. Everybody is building their house, the house of your life every day. And so there are two ways to build. And he ends the Sermon on the Mount like this. You can build your house, the house of your life, either on the rock or on the sand. There are two ways to build it. So at the end of your life, one person looks at you and said, ah, here's the house of your life. Beautiful, excellent house.
在你人生終局的時候,人家看到,你這間屋,你這間屋建得真漂亮了。
A house is an achievement, isn't it?
那你看,建成一間屋就是一種成就來的。
It is a status symbol.
這個是一種地位的象徵。
And a very practical status symbol, because that's where you live in that place.
那這個是很實際的地位的象徵,因為你基本上就住在這間屋裡面。
It is also extremely practical. I mean, there are lots of things you don't need to buy. You don't have to buy a flower or a vase. I mean, you can buy a flower, you can put your flowers in a bottle. You don't have to have a nice vase for that.
咁係好實際㗎。你未必真係需要買一個好靚嘅花樽。花咧可以擺喺任何一個瓶裏邊。
But a house is something practical. You don't feel you waste your money on a house. A house is where you live, and your children live, and your grandparents live, and maybe all, you know, 世世代代, everybody, all your generations can live in this house.
屋咧係好實際嘅，因為你住喺呢間屋裏邊，你嘅家人住喺屋裏邊，你嘅祖父母住喺間屋裏邊，或者咁樣代代相傳咧，會住喺呢間屋裏邊。
But how are you? What are you building on?
但係你將間屋建喺乜嘢上邊咧？
And the Lord Jesus puts it like this.
主耶稣咁样讲。
You see that at the end of Matthew chapter 7, very familiar.
你可以系从马太福音七章嗰度睇到，呢个系我哋好熟悉嘅经文。
Perhaps I'll just ask our sister Margaret to read it to refresh the section, refresh our memories in this section, while I go on to the important principles to be drawn.
我哋读马太福音第七章。
We read from verse 24 to 27.
我哋从24节读到27节。请打开马太福音第七章，我哋从24节读到27节。好，我哋从24节读起。所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Now this is what every child learns in Sunday school. Very simple.
呢啲系只系学每一个细路哥所学过嘅，系好简单。
But like all the what seems simple words of the Lord Jesus contains a deep meaning.
但系所有主耶稣所用最简单嘅语言文字。
Now, that we build our houses upon rock is something that is easy to understand. We that's because we want a house to last. We don't want to build a house and tomorrow it falls down. But would any of you here build a house on sand?
咁呢度有冇人話會將間屋起喺沙土上邊嘅咧？
You just think of how much it costs to build the house, the materials, the stone, the lights, the chimneys, all the things that go into the house. Would any of you want to put all this investment in building your nice house on sand?
有冇人话会将一间屋？你哋会唔会？你耗资或者花费咁大建设一间房屋，咁样你将你个所有嘅投资啊，就系起喺沙土上边咧？
I see the Australian people, they like outdoor life.
我就係發覺到澳洲人好中意户外生活。
So taking a walk with Helen the other day in a shopping centre, we saw a very big department store, and a large section of it was selling this kind of outdoor camping equipment, tents and things of this kind. Some tents have one room, then have two rooms, and some have two rooms and a porch, and so it goes on.
咁又嗰日我同 Helen 姊妹喺一個購物中心嗰度嚟到行下，咁見到一個。有一個部門咧，就係賣嗰啲户外活動嘅，賣嗰啲帳篷嘅。有啲係有間房，有啲兩間房，有啲係三間房嘅。
I wonder why anybody bothers to build a house. All you go is go there and buy one of these tents, and you got the two-room house with a porch on it. I mean, this is wonderful. And when you want to leave, you just roll it up and you move to the next place, yeah?
咁我諗下，點解走去咁麻煩都要起屋咧？不如買個帳篷。有一個房、兩個房、三個房嘅，到到唔中意啊，捲起佢啊，搬去第二處住。
Yeah, so if say your job moves you from Melbourne to Sydney, you just pack up your house and carry it to Sydney and you put it up there. Your two-room house is ready for you in 10 minutes. Wonderful.
咁啊，如果你又從墨爾本搬到去悉尼居住啊，咁你就不如捲起個帳篷。咁啊，你有兩間房啦，咁十分鐘搞掂。
This kind of house, you can build it on sand, you can build it on anything you like.Doesn't matter because if the whole thing is falling apart, you pack it up and move it to another place.
咁啊，呢啲好簡單。咁仲使乜要起喺磐石上邊咧？咁啊，冧咗嘅時候，你捲起佢又搬去第處啦。
But the Lord Jesus says, "Those who listen to my words, which you are doing here today, if you are listening to my words and you do not do them, then you are like a man building a house, not a tent, building a house, and you are building it on sand."
耶穌話：凡係聽我説話，好似而家你哋咁坐喺度聽緊嘅，聽見就去行嘅人，如果聽咗唔去行嘅咧，你就係好似將你嘅屋建喺沙土上面。
You say, surely there's nobody so stupid to build such house, build houses on sand. And I think the Lord Jesus doesn't think that most people are that stupid either. A few years ago, I saw in a news magazine, maybe you also saw it in a news magazine. And this photographer took the picture of this house at the angle, which is very striking. Now, where would you like to buy a house in Melbourne? Well, I know in Hong Kong where they like to buy the houses. You have Hoi King, that is the price of the house goes up. Yeah, you can look at the sea view. Oh, beautiful out there. Oh. And then in every country, it seems, they all like this Hoi King. You see, they'll be able to study the sea out there. And so they like to build it near the sea, on the cliffs, or anywhere, somewhere that you can look out there and see the beautiful
things.
And this photographer took a picture of this house. And you know what? Half the house was sticking in the air. And half the house was balancing here, and the other half was balancing over the sea. And it was not a very old house. It was a house maybe 20 years old. You see, when the architects first designed and built this house, there was a calculation error here. And what happened is that during those 20 years, the sea began encroaching on the land and eating away the mud and the rocks on which this house was built. And so that this beautiful dream house that they saved up all their life to have this beautiful Hoi King over there, you see, was there being eaten away literally underneath. The whole thing was going gone. So in the beginning, there was this beautiful garden reaching out from the house to the sea cliff. There's a cliff going down. And then you know what happens? That beautiful big garden begins to get smaller and smaller. And then the next horrible thing happens is that the whole garden is gone. And you know what happens when you open the door, you're not careful, you step into the sea. Now this house, they being quite wealthy, was quite well built. Because otherwise, room by room, it would have fallen into the sea. At least it had quite a strong, stable sort of concrete platform underneath. So by the time the photographer was taking the picture of this house, what you have is the concrete platform and the house built on top, and underneath here, all this earth is gone. And they were wondering when the whole thing will tilt over and the whole building just drop in the sea. So when I was looking at the picture of this house, I thought, that's what the Lord Jesus was saying. They put their whole life investment to build on this beautiful house with this Hoi King, and they are left now with what? With any moment, they're going to lose the whole house in the sea.
Now,
And they were trying to figure out how they're going to save the house, because the sea will continue to eat away the rocks and the mud underneath that house.
咁佢哋諗下點樣去救翻間屋，因為海水咧繼續會衝入嚟，繼續會侵蝕嗰啲泥土。
And do you know that house is not worth 1 cent? I mean, would you want to buy a house like this?
咁你知道嗰間屋一個仙肉值嘅，你會唔會想買間咁屋咧？
You know that these kind of houses on the seashore, they cost a fortune to buy. You might not be able to get it for $250,000.
咁啊，呢個海邊住宅咧係啊好貴嘅，我諗你有成25,000都未必買得到。
But by this time, if you give it to somebody as a present, nobody wants it.
咁啊，而家咧你要想送俾人做禮咧，都冇人要。
Because by the next morning, you might be sleeping in the sea down below.
因為第二朝咧，我哋瞓咗入海裏邊。
Most people want hiking, but they don't want to swim, you know, in the early morning, this kind of thing.
好多人中意海景嘅，但係未必中意游水咧。
Yeah, especially not to swim with the house on top of them.
特別係唔中意咧游水嗰時啊，上邊有屋頂嘅。
What kind of message does the Lord want to get to us about this theme about being wise?
咁主耶穌喺呢個要做聰明人嘅題目主題裏邊，要有啲咩信息講俾我哋聽咧？
We must conclude very quickly since our time is going.
咁我哋又好快結束，因為我哋時間差唔多。
The rock in the Bible, of course, symbolizes God Himself, the Eternal One. Rock is eternal.
呢個磐石就係象徵喺聖經裏邊係象徵神永恆嘅嗰一位。
It occurs so many times in the Old Testament. The Lord is my rock, and He is my salvation.
在舊約裏面我們屢次見到就是耶和華是我的磐石是我的拯救
The message is that everything in this world changes Everything will pass away But God the rock He does not change He does not pass away The rock is the symbol of eternity
世上的東西是瞬息萬變唯有神是永恆是永生唯有神是永遠不變
That is why you can see thatFor example, in the Psalm, Psalm 89, verse 18.
你可以從詩篇89篇18節嗰度睇到。
And in verse 26 of the same Psalm says, He is my salvation, my King. He is my rock and my King. Now I would like you to notice these two things, my rock and my King.
咁我哋可以睇呢度嘅呢兩節嘅聖經話俾我哋知。神是我的磐石，是我的君王。我要大家注意的就是这两件事，磐石同埋君王。
That is why Paul says in Timothy, God, King eternal. God is the eternal King.
所以保罗在提摩太书那里讲，神永生的神，永生的王。
Now, to build one's house on the rock is to build one's life.On the eternal God that does not change.
将你的生命建立在磐石上面，就是将你的生命建立在一个永恒不变的神里面。
Everything in this world changes and is changing at an ever increasing speed.
咁而家世上嘢瞬息万变，而系越变越快。
One year ago, could you imagine the kind of things that are happening in Eastern Europe today? You couldn't even begin to imagine it.
一年之前，你会唔会想象到今日东欧所发生嘅事件呢？
In 1 year, Europe has changed beyond recognition. Even the Berlin Wall, which is rock, human rock, but human rock doesn't last, has been torn down.